Cranbrook RCMP is focusing on four priorities as it establishes a framework of policing priorities for an annual performance plan, while also taking into consideration feedback from Mayor and Council during a recent meeting at City Hall. SGT. Stu Hurt, Operations NCO with the Cranbrook RCMP Detachment, told elected officials that priorities include reducing crime and victimization within the community, increasing the use of restorative justice, fostering strong and collaborative relationships with Indigenous communities, and enhancing accountability and public trust. While local governments were previously involved in shaping these plans, this practice was paused during COVID-19. Now, the Cranbrook Detachment is looking to return to that past practice by working closely with the city and community to build a strategic plan together. In addition to those four in-house priorities, City Council also raised concerns over petty crime and fencing of stolen goods and cracking down on criminals who prey on the city's vulnerable population. Further issues raised included addressing the illicit drug trade through enforcement and education, particularly the impacts and effects on youth, as well as strengthening the partnership between RCMP resources and the city's bylaw department. Councillor Wes Graham also suggested more disclosure on policing costs in the context of revolving doors with the courts. While policing and prosecutions are two separate and independent systems, Graham cited the example of disclosing the cost to bring in a specialized unit from out of region, such as the emergency response team, to assist in high-risk arrests, only for the accused to be released on bail shortly thereafter. This input from Council on policing initiatives and integrating it into the strategy is key to ensuring our members provide quality policing services to Cranbrook this coming year, while ensuring Cranbrook is a safe community for all who live, work and play here, said SGT. Stu Hurt, Operations NCO with the Cranbrook RCMP Detachment, in a news release. While policing is independent from direct government control, it still must be accountable to the public and civic leaders, while also acknowledging that different communities have unique public safety needs and issues. Focus on community policing has been a priority for Council this term. The annual performance plan and program follow-up have been effective in keeping policing priorities aligned with Council's goals, said Mayor Wayne Price, in a news release. SGT. Hurt encouraged residents to report criminal activity and incidents to police, even if they seem minor. Reports can be made by calling the detachment non-emergency line or online at https://okrcielk.rcmp-grc.gc.ca/cranbrook/n. An important tool which is available to the public is the online reporting tool, which helps create valuable crime statistics which can help ensure the resources needed locally can be accessed and helps highlight areas of Cranbrook which are experiencing issues, said Sergeant Hurt.